I see Rafi approximately once a month. He comes to visit us. And I'm so excited, and he's my best friend in the world. He said, the question is, why am I doing that, and can I say it with God's name? Can I see Isaac Graber. Mamish, I was going to cry when I saw him. It hasn't really been practiced in a long time. We still have your proper chart, you and Jay Brown. Never taking that, and it'll be here for eternally. Can I say a Shechianu? Because I miss them so much, right? So that's the shout we can talk about. I did say a Shechianu. So let's talk about this. It's a not so well known halacha, but it's fascinating. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, there's two types of Shechianus. The first type of Shechianu we all know is like on holidays, right? Every holiday we say Shechianu. This is a Shechianu that is you're obligated to say, right? It's like every holiday, it's a new energy is coming into the world. It's like new panim chadashot. It is the holiday itself, and you have to say Shechianu on that first day of the holiday. And then there's another Shechianu, which is said anytime something particularly happy happens in your life. And the Gemara says there too, you would say a Shechianu. Okay? So for example, let's say you haven't seen a friend for 30 days. There's supposed to be a great joy in that moment. And the halacha is that you should say a Shechianu. Shechianu, Timam, Nigiyanu, thank God I'm alive this day to say this bracha. Yeah? Now, the thing is that probably most people don't say this bracha. Most of us probably haven't seen people actually say Shechianu with God's name. So what's the problem? What's the pshat? There's a number of reasons why people are hesitant to say a Shechianu on a practical level today. Okay? The first reason is that it has to be a very good friend. It has to be a friend you really are ecstatic to see, and you have to be really in a happy place at that moment when you see him in order to be mekayem this halacha. So the question is, what's considered a good friend, like a really good friend? So that's a little bit subjective, and it's unclear. And also, it could be, the second problem is, what if you're going to insult someone? You're going to go over to one guy, one alumni, you give him a big hug, you say Shechianu, and the next guy, you're like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Good to see you, man. It's a little insulting, right? So, for that reason, since we're not exactly sure who's a good friend, and some people might be insulted, so many poskim are more hesitant and say, no, we don't say a Shechianu. Rather, what you can do is say a Shechianu without God's name. Just have that kavana. But don't say God's name. So that is a machloket, yeah?
Okay. Sorry, it's just a particularly practical one for right this moment. Shechianu on new foods, right?
Yeah.
How new does the food have to be for it to be like, I've never had 9% of that cottage cheese, but that's all they had this morning. I've only seen 5% fat cottage cheese. Do I say Shechianu?
So right after we finish off friendship, we'll get...
No.
You do not say Shechianu. Not with God's name. No, because that is not considered a new food that is essentially the same cottage cheese.
It's essentially the exact same.
It's just a different percentage. So don't say it. If you want to say it without God's name, though, you can do that. If you want. Okay. So, Lamaisa, some posts can say you should say Shechianu. Some posts can say you shouldn't say Shechianu. The Pnini Halacha is revolutionary in his view on Shechianu. He basically says, the Gemara says you should say Shechianu. The Shulchan Aruch says you should say Shechianu. If you feel really joyous that you see a friend who you haven't seen in a long time, you should say a Shechianu. In other words, okay, it's a little subjective whether you should say whether he's a really good friend, whether he really falls with joy. But the Gemara knew that it would be a little subjective, and it still wants you to say that Shechianu. You get it? In other words, the Gemara, the same shita of the Pnini Halacha has regarding kezias. If it looks like a kezias, it feels like a kezias, it's a kezias. And therefore, the Gemara wanted us to use our own subjective brains. And so he says, L'maisa say Shechianu. Personally, I actually am too scared to say a Shechianu with God's name most of the time. Because, like I said before, I don't want to insult people. He gets a Shechianu. He doesn't get a Shechianu. It's not nice. But I do think that if you see a good friend who you really haven't seen in a long time, and you really are ecstatic to see him, you should probably say, it's a mitzvah to say Shechianu, it's not an obligation, But you should say it even with Hashem's name. Okay? What if it's a girl? Mitzad Svara, I would say that the same thing would apply. Certainly with it, when it comes to your family, your mom, your dad. If your dad's a girl, it's weird, but just being silly. But your brother or your sister, your brother, yeah, that's tomorrow's controversial. The halacha would apply equally that you should say a shachianu. A girl, I would say mitzad safari would also apply to her, but mitzad snias, in general, maybe we might shy away from it. I don't know. The same reason, you know, there is a halacha we've discussed before about a beautiful woman, a beautiful person, there's a specific bracha you're supposed to say. Yeah, but lamaisa, we don't really do that nowadays because it's not snias. So I didn't see the b'nai halacha say this, but maybe also on shachian he might be hesitant. I don't know. But mitzad, straight up, it would seem like even a woman you could say on her. Yeah.
Are you recording?
Yeah. You want me to pause it? I'll pause it. Now, there's a couple of scenarios when this Shechianu bracha will not apply. One of those scenarios is if you have spoken to that person in the last 30 days, so then you no longer can say that Shechianu, because your level of simcha when you see him is not exactly the same. And certainly Skype, that halacha would also apply because you saw a person, and so you couldn't say a shachianu if you spoke to him through Skype. Yeah.
Two questions. One, slightly going back because I didn't hear. Did we say you say shachianu is a beautiful person, or you say it's
no. Beautiful person is a different bracha. Shachachol lo'olamo. Any friend who you haven't seen for 30 days and you're extremely happy to see them, assuming that you were in a good mood at that moment, you should say a shachianu, says a shachianu.
So these questions might actually be related. For the first one, the bracha you say when you see a beautiful person, what if it's a person who at one point didn't look beautiful to you, but one day you discover that in fact they're really beautiful?
Ah.
You still say it because you've been seeing them for the entire month prior or something, but now they look beautiful. And secondly, let's say when you say the shachianu about seeing a person, is it seeing them as in you're experiencing being with them in their presence? Or is it seeing them as in literally enjoying the physical beauty? Because then, what about phone calls? What if you've called them within the past 30 days? You've talked to them. You've experienced the success of having a conversation with them and interacting with them. You just didn't see them. So we acknowledge
that. Fantastic,
Shiloh. You ask guys the third question.
Also. Yeah.
What if it's like beautiful for like shallow reasons?
Yeah. Well.
That's the whole thing.
So all your questions are great questions. I would say, this is my intuition. I haven't seen any of these questions heard. Question number three, I'll go backwards. Yoni's question, yes, that's what the question, in other words, it's about, so to speak, external beauty. It's not about Rav Shlomo beauty. It's about seeing Hashem's beautiful world, just like you see a beautiful sunset. So also, if you see a beautiful person, that should inspire you to love Hashem.
What if your standards are really low? You just like go back
to I think that the halakha was meant for a particularly almost objectively beautiful type of person. I don't think it's based on the subjective, Shlomo beauty. It's talking about like external beauty. And that might answer you guys' questions. What other, in terms of if you saw her in the last 30 days, even if it's like a totally new person to you, I don't think you could say a bracha.
If they become beautiful in your eyes.
Let's say she had plastic surgery, you're saying? Sometimes it grows upon you, but I don't think that the bracha would apply in that scenario. You'd have to actually have seen a new person. And similarly, in terms of the phone situation, I don't think that would affect the beauty, the halakha, the beauty. You could still say the bracha,
so what,
if you spoke to the person on the phone. But lamaisa, when it comes to the beautiful person situation, the pnini halakha paskins, that we would not say this bracha nowadays on a woman because it's not snias.
Yeah.
So for all practical purposes, this halacha is not so practical.
Step beyond with the phone call. You
would not say a shachianu if you've seen them, if you've spoken to them on the phone over the last 30 days.
You would not. So when you're saying the shachianu,
it's only on seeing a person.
What if you have
WhatsApp? Exactly.
No,
So, that's my next question. That's my next question. Right. So, if you spoke to them over the phone, no Shechianu. The next kasha. What about if you have mailed them, emailed them, or WhatsApped them? That is the next
messenger pigeon.
Exactly. So that is the shaila. So the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah have machlokas about this. If there was a letter sent to a person, can you still say Shechianu? Lemaisa. It's a machlokas. So you could go either way, but I personally would say, I don't know. It's my focus. I'm trying to remember who says what. I wrote in my notes. I think Rav Avadi writes about it. Letter can still bless machlokas about it. Okay, so some posts can say if there's a letter, it's not the same letter of connection, especially email nowadays. It's not the same level of connection. I would even say a WhatsApp also. Not be that same level of connection. You still could say a Shechianu if you haven't seen them for 30 days. And I think that makes sense for a modern day email because there's not the same level of connection as a mail would be in the olden days.
Say that the Shechianu is really acknowledging the experience of their tone and their
because it's a difference in seeing a person. The level of joy that you see is totally different. Than just hearing an email, but once you heard their voice, you've already been connected, and so your level of joy might not be on the same level.
Is their voice more accurate than the image of them than a message would?
Yeah, so I think if there's a Skype with a picture, so it's a good question. I don't think it's the same experience as seeing them personally, but I'll tell you when that is certainly relevant. There's another bracha called Tchiyat HaMeitim. And that technically is when you haven't seen someone for 12 months. Then you're supposed to say this bracha of Mechayim Eitim because he was like dead to you and now he's alive. But that halacha, it clearly only applies if you haven't heard anything about that person and he's been totally, so to speak, dead to you. So if you've heard about that guy, I heard Corey was like, you know, changing the world in university, so then I would not be able to say Tchiyat HaMeitim. It has to only be if I haven't heard anything about that person, and I'm really happy. Like when Yaakov, you know, met Yosef for that first. Actually, I guess not, because he heard from his brothers.
Maybe not. Maybe I should be more direct. What exactly is the bracha Shechianu when directed to becoming re in touch with someone? What directly is it acknowledging within that person that you haven't had?
I think it's halacha is recognizing the value of friendship, that this too is a source of joy, and it's a way of being makir tov to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's related to the bracha of Atovia Metiv, very related bracha where you're supposed to thank God when good news comes into your life, when you hear Besuras Tovos, and as we'll see, this is a general halacha, not just when you see a good friend, but when you have good new food and when you hear good news and you get new money. All of these are times when you are thankful to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And similarly, when you see a good friend you haven't seen in a long time, you're also supposed to say thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu through this Shechianu.
So
it's an opportunity to thank Hashem. And friendship is another. We value friendship in Judaism, and thus we use it as.
Does that mean we post in that texting a person or what's happening in person has no representation of Facebook in person, has no representation of actual friendship.
No, it has representation, just not the same level as seeing a person punning money. Okay? Yeah. Yeah? Tell me, your question.
Would you go both ways? Like if we meet each other and you say Shechianu, would I also say
So that's the tricky part. Only if I am genuinely joyous in seeing you. And so then that could get potentially awkward. Because I'm really happy to see you, I'd have to say a bracha, but you're not necessarily so happy to see me. And then I'm like, Shechianu Kimani, and you're like, yeah, awesome. And that could be awkward, which is why, on a practical level, I always say Shechianu, but never with God's name, because I don't want to embarrass someone in public, which would be a real problem, halachically, and that's probably more important than being mekayim this mitzvah of Shechianu.
So by saying without God's name, you're basically just saying what's up, that we see you
say well. No, I'm saying I really do want to say Shechianu with God's name, but I'm not going to say it because there might be somebody else around and I don't want to insult people and blah, 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 but really, I'm mitkaven when I say that Hashem's name, like, as if I'm really saying the bracha, and I'm really so happy to see you. So that's what I do to play it safe. But the truth is, probably if it was like my best friend and never saw ever, and no one else was around, I would say it with God's name, you know. unless I might embarrass them. Maybe they don't know the halacha, and they're not going to say it. Right, so it probably depends on the circumstances. Okay, fine. Now, what are the situations, l'maisa, do we say shachianu besides for seeing a good friend? So one is, as you mentioned, if you hear particularly good news, any really, really good news, and you're really happy about it, say shachianu. Another is if you get a lot of money, let's say Yerusha, it's a little weird halacha, but if you get an inheritance, so you made a lot of money, you also say halacha. It's a little weird because there might be sadness because someone died. In that case, you probably wouldn't say the Shechianu because you're still sad, but I don't know. Let's say you won the lotto or you just made a lot of money that wasn't expected. It's not like it was just your monthly salary. But some out of nowhere, the halacha is you also say Shechianu.
Monthly time signature then, because let's say you get paid a monthly salary.
Right, so that doesn't count. It has to be something out of the ordinary.
Completely out of the ordinary. So exactly. Stop time
out. Yeah, not time out. Yeah,
when
Joe.
Like, when
oh, so let me clarify. Atova Meitiv and Shechianu are the same halacha. You say it on Good News. Because Atova Meitiv is what you say when it's something that enjoins two people together. So if it's good for me and Kalman, because we're the new Kalman club, and now we have three Kalmans sitting right next to each other. It's like Mashiach, that's why I had to leave, because... So then that's a tov emetiv. In other words, let's say a husband and wife both are, like, it's here good news. But if it's just for you, the individual, then you say Shachianu. Okay? There are other halachas of a tov emetiv, like when you get new wine on the table and everyone's enjoying the wine. We can discuss that another day. We've discussed that before. It's a great halacha. But that's the difference between Shachianu and Tova Meitiv. Great question. We've discussed it before. Yes. Anytime a new bottle of wine comes into the table, you say a Tova Meitiv.
Had that bottle of wine before.
Doesn't matter. You still say Tova
Meitiv. No, it's also... Like, you remember that. No, it's also... If you didn't know it was coming, it also wasn't in the house.
That's according to some opinions, Mikey. That is true, but not necessarily. The Pnini Halacha says that anytime there's new wine on the table, even if it's just objectively new wine, in other words, even if I like sweet wine and everyone else likes old wine, according to Pnini Halacha, you should say Tova Meitiv. But you're right, there are other pasuk who say it's only if you didn't know it was coming and it was new, and that's a whole different halachic discussion. But now that we mentioned it, that's a little bit about a Tova Meitiv and wine. Cool? Okay, awesome. Sababa. Just when else would you say a Shechianu? So another situation is when you move into a new house and you buy that house, you're really happy about it. Shulchan Aruch says when you get a new clothing article and you're really excited about it, that too merits a Shechianu bracha. Now the thing is with that is that you genuinely have to be happy when you're getting that new clothing article. So in the olden days of Shulchan Aruch, it was like barur, if you're getting like a new suit, you're going to be ecstatic because they didn't really have much money. Nowadays, I would say it's probably less clear because we have so much clothing and we're so rich that doesn't necessarily have the same effect. So on a personal level, I'm not so attached to clothing. I don't really say a Shechianu on clothing. Unless it's like a new bag of tchelas. Then I'm like really like excited. It's really expensive and I'm like, it's a mitzvah. So when I get a new tchelas, I do say a Shechianu. But when I get a new tie, if I ever would do such a thing, then... I wouldn't say Shechianu. I might say it without God's name, but I wouldn't miss it because it's not a joyous experience for me personally.
Shechianu pertaining to food experiences.
Yeah.
Shechianu with novel experiences.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a hypothetical and probably unrealistic for most of the observant Jews in this world. Let's say you like to ingest hallucinogenic mushrooms on a weekly basis, and every time you do the properties of hallucinogenic mushrooms, you have a completely different experience. Completely different. You experience a different reality. Do you say Shechianu every time you ingest hallucinogenic mushrooms? And then also, do you say a bracha on the hallucinogenic mushrooms that you consumed?
This is a practical halachic quest. Since this, no one here would ever think of doing such a thing in Yeshiva Raita, so that's a completely theoretical shaila.
Right, maybe in the dorms.
But on a real level, honestly, I don't think a Shechianu would apply just by having a different experience. Meaning, like, let's bring it more practical. Let's say a fruit. There's a Shechianu. You're talking about mushrooms. I'm talking about fruit. Okay? So every time you say a new fruit and it's a new season on the fruit, then you do merit a new Shechianu. But you're going to tell me, oh, Rav Keith, every time I say a bracha, I appreciate it on a new level. And this apple has nothing to do with yesterday's apple. And Hashem's recreating the world. And, you know, I'm chadish b'tuva b'chol yom. And I do a meditative bracha. It's a totally different experience. Can I also say a shachianu on that fruit? And I would tell you, while it's awesome that you're having that experience every time, no. It, because there has to be some objective criteria. It has to be a new fruit.
Hitting truck on porn, do we say Shachrianu when we're drunk on porn for the new experience? Because we enter porn, we say Shachrianu, and then we drink till we're drunk, so we change our experience. So then do we say Shachrianu?
So we just have guys, we have to anything new after you say it, like...
Right, so again, there has to be some sort of objective criteria, since you
that
had...
a objective criteria.
Hopefully you'll be getting drunk to a place on Purim that you won't even know the difference between evil and good, and everything will all be good, and you'll be doing a million blessings of all the good in your life. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Your mom is going to get to a place where all, even the bad in your life is really good, but you should be saying it without God's name, because it wouldn't meet the halachic criteria of a Shechianu, but you absolutely should be counting blessings in your life. And extremely thankful for all the good things that Hashem gives us. Bezat Hashem. Okay, guys. So in conclusion, on food, on clothing, on money, on good news, and on seeing a good friend, these are all five different scenarios where we can see Hashechianu, even with Hashem's name, in our lives. A halacha that most of us don't know, but it's great to know. And in conclusion, the halacha is helping us appreciate everything in life can be another opportunity to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and friendship also has extreme value in Judaism, and so we should invest in our relationships and make sure to have deep, amazing friendships that we keep in touch with each other, because that too has extreme and important value.